About a dozen downtown businesses were boarded up Wednesday, and glass littered sidewalks following two nights of protests over the police shooting of an unarmed black man. There were few people on the streets as the Cincinnati Archdiocese canceled classes at two inner-city Roman Catholic schools, and police urged curiosity seekers to stay out of the over-the-Rhine neighborhood. Technology stocks extended their gains Wednesday, amid positive views on the sector from Wall Street, but blue chips fell victim to a set-off after a two-session rally that propelled the Dow Industrials through the 10,000 level. U.S. import prices took their sharpest plunge in over 8 years in March, as costs for both imported petroleum and non-petroleum products fell. The government said Wednesday, showing the United States had little reason to fear importing inflation from overseas. The European Central Bank on Wednesday kept interest rates unchanged, resisting pressure to join other major central banks and help stimulate the slowing Eurozone economy with a rate cut. This year, thanks to the fact that April 15th falls on a Sunday, you have an extra day to get your taxes in order and into the mail. Still, that's less than 2 weeks away, so don't get too comfortable. Money Magazine editor-at-large and Today financial contributor Lon Bender has some strategies that will help you get the work done with as little hassle as possible and save you some money in the process. You know the problems Europe is having with its meat. Have you been wondering how safe is the beef here at home? According to the USDA, there is no mad cow disease in the United States. The bad news? There are other problems with American meat. Problems that can make you sick, even kill you. That's why Morningline joined forces with the Washington Post for a 10-month-long investigation of the American meat industry. What we found may shock you. It will almost certainly make you think twice before ordering your next burger. Israeli tanks and bulldozers rumbled into this refugee camp early Wednesday, heavily damaging 30 homes and triggering an exchange of fire that killed two Palestinians and wounded more than two dozen.